Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
So you guys found yourselves walking down some stairs, and the steps descend to a walkway that appears to stretch across infinite space.
So it's heaven?
Are these constellations and things we're seeing the same different ones as we saw when we were in the maze?
All new and exciting. Like we're in a different space.
Goddamn portal jumping Zonthal's tower maze business.
All right, I open that door.
You see two massive hourglasses that occupy this irregularly shaped chamber. Slumped against the wall at the far side of the chamber is the cultist who called to you from the balcony of the tower. His dark robes are charred and torn, and a blue dragon mask is clutched in his red stained hands.
Okay, I'm gonna hustle over there and check for a pulse.
There is no pulse. There's no sign of breath.
I mean, it seems a little anticlimactic. He's just here and he's just dead.
You begin to walk down this hallway that curves to the left as you walk, and you begin to see a light shining out as the corridor opens into a room set with comfortable-looking, oversized furnishing. In the center of the room, a red-skinned creature wearing armor of flame, bronze, and volcanic stone sits cross-legged on the floor. He looks up and he lets a big smile cross his face and he says, "Hello! Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We are a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. And with me today is Amy Moore.
Yeah, did you know that probably best way of being avoiding getting murdered in your sleep is by keeping your eyes closed and still pretending to sleep when you think you hear an intruder? Fun fact. Also, I play Amastasia. These are the thoughts that I have when I wake up at 2 a.m. and think I hear something. I just close my eyes and I'm all like, no axe murderer wants to just kill someone in their bed while they're sleeping. They want you to like get up and run and stuff. So I assume they would just come over, loom over your bed, and I'd be all like, peaceful as all get out. And then they wouldn't kill me.
Huh. Hey, there are other people on this podcast too. And their names are Carla Johnson.
So when I'm in the shower by myself,
continue.
I sometimes will sing like a really upbeat song because I think sort of the same thing. Like no one could murder me to this song. It's so like peppy and fun. Like no one can axe murder me when I'm like grooving this radly. And I play New Laura Moonbrook.
And I can't wait for his tale, Tom Laird.
You know, I sometimes think along the same lines as Carla that no one's going to murder you to a peppy, upbeat song. But then a little movie came along called American Psycho, and that totally nipped that theory right in the bud because that Huey Lewis tune is a banger. And yet Jared Leto still gets totally axe murdered. And I play Flint Firebeard.
Hashtag last time Carla takes a shower. You've ruined showers for Carla.
Showers are done. It's over.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm not sure what turn that all of this has taken, but you should go to facebook.com and go check out our group over there. And
Put in
Huey Lewis and the News song into our Facebook thing that we have for our Spotify music
playlist.
Because I'll forget that we mentioned Huey Lewis and the News and forget to put it in there. So you can go remind me. Thank you for doing that.
Yes. You're Thank totally you. Welcome.
So we play Dungeons and Dragons.
At some point. Yeah. Eventually.
I mean, once in a while.
I mean, this is, I think, the longest it's taken to get through just the introductions.
Oh, that is certainly. Oh, I think it's the introductions, just the introductions. You're right.
Maybe one of our most unique introductions.
But it's okay. We're going to get right to it now. Because we're going to roll right into it and talk about our patron of the episode.
No, you know what? We've noticed how popular murder-related podcasts are, so now that's what we are. We're a murder-related, murder-adjacent podcast.
Res, I tried. I legitimately tried.
That was good. That was a good setup, and it was teed up.
And I thought Tom was going to take it away.
You know what Tom did? Tom came up, it's a tee ball, and he just kicked it from underneath the ball, so it's, as I was swinging, the ball fell to the ground. I did the old
Lucy with the football and just ripped it away from him.
So yeah, you can find us on Patreon, I think is where we're going with that. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where for just a buck, you can get some sweet murder podcasts.
Yeah.
True.
And where we sort play of. Games.
We murder.
Kind of we certainly arc, murder people. We definitely, they are definitely, we definitely murder podcasts. People.
Yep.
And the second one, it's very mysterious and thriller like, and there may be, who knows what's happening there.
There could be plenty of murders.
Could be. You're gonna
could be sock puppets. You don't know.
Subscribe to find out. But also, you get an episode dedicated to you. And today's episode is dedicated to the lovely Cat Waterflame.
Hey, thanks, Cat.
Thank you, Cat. You're awesome.
Feel free to tell us what song you don't want to be murdered to on the Facebook group.
Oh, I'd love to know. I mean, any song, but like the one you think protects you.
Yeah.
Good Facebook starters happening within the episode.
I really like
we'll forget by the time we're done recording.
And then they're going to come out and we're going to be excited.
You know what that does, though? That passes the buck off to the listener.
Right?
To go start that thread.
Yeah. All those great people in that group that always do start good threads. Oh, they're just delights, aren't they?
They really are.
So
they
wonderful.
Are just delights.
I mean, part of being a patron is also getting homework every good day. So.
That's true.
True.
So.
Yep.
Yeah, if you want to pay us money to do work for us, sign up.
come on, you studious patrons.
It's like you're part of...
It's your notebooks.
Yeah, you become just part of the podcast. It's just a good thing. Fuck it, let's play D&D.
Yay!
Previously, you guys spent... Oh, it was almost like we spent two whole episodes talking about hourglasses.
Almost like
but forgetting the name, hourglass.
Yep. Yeah. So as you head down the corridor, light shines out ahead, and Flint was the first one to get to the opening of this chamber that had comfortable-looking, oversized furnishings in the center of the room, and a red-skinned, hulking creature wearing armor of flame and bronze and volcanic stone sits cross-legged on the floor, studying a chessboard.
Hello there!
And as you stand staring at the room, he says,
Pardon me, excuse my manners. My name is Taraz the Fair, and who are you?
Hey, Taraz, Flint Firebeard here.
Lovely to meet you, Flint.
And he extends a hand.
And I gladly shake it.
As he extends the hand, everybody kind of catches up behind you. Thea, you see along the threshold of the room, as Flint is about to step into the room, a line of what looks like sand or salt.
Flint, wait.
Oh, what's up?
This doesn't look right. Can I roll I don't know.
I'll like to roll an I don't know.
Like an arcana, like if I know what this is, like if it's for like a spell. I rolled a 22.
You definitely see that it's salt.
Okay, but do I know different spells?
But she doesn't know. Is that like containing him? Come on, she's magic as fuck. She probably knows what a spell means. I'm 0% magic in real life, and I, Carla Johnson, know salt means something.
Salt's usually
it's
some sort of barrier. Yeah, there you go, Amy.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Right, we know our lore.
We know stuff.
We know things.
Yeah. We've seen Hocus Pocus.
Tis the season.
Okay, so with a 22, you see the salt across the barrier. But you also look further into the room and see that, at least from the view that you have, that it extends around the perimeter of this room.
Was it Taraz, you said?
Yes!
And he leans forward a little further.
I have to ask, Taraz, what's with the salt on the floor?
He looks down.
Oh, yes, the salt. Well, you see, my friend, Flint it was, right?
That's correct, yep.
Right, yes. I've been trapped here for quite some time. by none other than the great Zomtho.
Oh, well, this must have been a while then, because he has not been around for a long time.
I have been, you have no idea how long I have been here by myself, playing chess by myself. He trapped me here, which removed my powers just to be his little puppet playing this game of chess.
Can I do a history check to see if I know exactly how long it's been?
How long Zomthal has been dead?
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking for? Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Oh, nat 20. Well, that's a waste.
You know fucking everything about Zomthal. It is unbelievable. I should know
goddamn everything about Zomthal, though.
You actually have a Zomthal tattoo. It's nuts. You are, like, number one fan.
Pull out a little moleskin, and I'm like, let me flip to my Zomthal pages.
Yeah, we'll say that Zomthal has been deceased. I mean, we've never really said a year, but, I mean, Zomthal has been deceased for somewhere between 150 to 200 years.
So almost 200 years you've been down here, hey?
Oh, has it been that long already?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Yes, yes, it's been that long, yeah.
Hey, sorry, Thea, Amastasia.
Lovely to meet you.
You as well.
Yes.
So I'm just getting a vibe here. So you just seem like a real open guy.
Of course.
One of us walks over this barrier.
Yes.
Plays chess with you.
Mm-hmm.
The winner leaves.
Okay.
Well, is that how it works?
Is this how it works? Are you trying to escape?
Like, I think she's asking if we're going to be trapped after we cross over this salt.
It was imbued with... to keep me behind the salt. I don't believe it's for anybody else.
So why was that?
You see, Zomthal had an affinity with elementals and genies and all that sort of thing, and I, being the great Taraz the Fair, was quite the trophy piece, so to speak. He wanted to study my connection with the elements, and that was it. And he trapped me here.
So he didn't, like, do anything? He didn't deserve it?
Yeah, can I roll to see if he actually is fair?
Sure. What do you, okay.
Like,
what,
fair
what
in looks rolling? Or fair in temperament? What are we going
for
exactly.
here? Yeah, exactly. Like, history. Like, do I know about this guy?
Probably not.
But I worked in a library.
Oh, fuck off with your library. Roll for your library.
Fuck off with your backstory, Amy. How dare you?
Fuck. I know, right? How dare I use my motherfucking backstory? 14.
This specific elemental you probably haven't heard of.
What makes you so fair?
I have the power to grant wishes to those who so desire.
So you're a genie?
Well, I have similar powers to a genie, yes.
Oh, this is like your bottle.
I suppose.
Oh, okay, I get it now. I was very confused by that comment initially.
I was with you.
Thank you.
I was right there with you.
Sorry, was this the only path for us to go? Like, just can we just leave him here? Just curious, out of
dirt. What were you down here for?
We were trying to find our friend who was down here trying to escape, and so we came down looking for him.
Your friend? Oh, well, there was someone not too long before you came down. A wizard, perhaps, of sorts? Longish, brown hair?
Doesn't ring a bell. Did he tell you his name?
No, he did. He did much the same. Came down this way, and I asked him to come in and stay, but he looked very panicked and ran the other direction.
Was he holding anything?
You know, he was holding something. It looked perhaps like a mask. Might have been blue, perhaps a tinge of green. It's a little bit darker down here.
Oh, yeah, we found him. That was our friend.
Oh, you found him?
Yeah.
And is he all right? He didn't look well.
Oh, no, he's very
dead. No, very dead.
Mm.
Yeah, he's definitely dead now. Just to clarify, we're not cold, evil monsters. He wasn't so much our friend as a person we were looking for. Sounds bad.
Of course.
Our friend. And then be like, yeah,
oh, no, super dead. Soup's dead.
Super dead.
I get it.
No big deal.
It's fine. I understand. It was... You're just out for the money. I totally get you. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
I mean, trying to save the world isn't really out for the money, but all right.
Like I mentioned before, Flint, I've been stuck down here for nearly 200 years.
How do we get a wish?
All you have to do is break the salt, and it allows me to have my powers back.
So what I'm wondering...
Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, why didn't our friend break the salt and cure his affliction and panic?
I don't know. People with great desire to hide, and he looked like he was trying to escape something. Perhaps he was panicking. Don't always think the most clearly.
I kind of huddle around them, and I was like, guys, I want to wish for guacamole.
I know, but I totally get it. But what we need to remember is that the cult was here. They knew this guy was here, and the cult didn't let him out. Like, how bad is this dude that the cult of the dragon wasn't trying to get him working for him?
Yeah, like, no, fair enough. I guess they could have, like, won this whole war.
That's a pretty fair comment.
I have a question about your wishes.
Yes, my dear.
So, can you wish for people, like, back from the dead, people to fall in love? Like, are there any limits to your wishes? Like, is there anything you can't do?
I mean, a wish is a wish. I have endless power and can do anything.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
That's factually correct. He's got you there.
Except,
I mean, a wish is a wish.
The salt.
Now, if we just step over this salt, does that mean you're still imprisoned?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it does.
Can I roll a deception check on that, Russ? See if I get any, like, weird vibes from him, or if he seems straight up.
Are you looking to deceive him about stepping over the salt?
Or no, I want to see insight. Yes, there we go. Insight. All right. Yeah.
Just dangling.
I'm being
over.
Oh my god, another fucking crit. This
are you
is
serious?
I'm wasting all my good
Stop
ones.
Stop wasting your crits.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Start making more, like, ask more questions.
Which part are you looking to figure out the insight for?
Okay, mainly I just want to know if we can enter the salt, and if he's still contained, and maybe if there's still some insight left over, if his wishes are wishes comment seems true.
Give me also either a history or an arcana check as well to go along with that.
Okay, I'll do history because that's much better for me than arcana.
Arcana the wrong? Is it arcana?
Oh, it's all the same shit.
Arcana, arcana, it's all.
It's just like
tomato, gala, tomato, gala. You know, etc.
Russ is just very fancy.
That's Ross. 17. Oh. 17, Russ.
Okay, so you get the sense that what he's telling you is probably not true, in that elementals don't have the ability to grant wishes.
Yeah, that seemed crazy right off the top.
You also get the sense that whatever is binding him here might be keeping him here, but probably isn't stopping whatever power he does have. It's merely contained within the salt.
Okay. So we definitely get the sense that he could fucking nuke us if we walked in there if he so wanted to.
I won't put it in so many words, but you get the sense that something's wrinkly.
Okay.
It's a little wrinkle.
There's a wrinkle in time, guys.
Guys, if he can help us get guacamole back, I worry that this is my only shot. I don't know where she is. I'm kind of freaking out. What do you think? Should I go in?
It just seems so risky, although I know that my word isn't worth a lot right now. But I want you to get guac back, but I don't know. It's so weird that he's in here and they weren't using him, and just seems risky.
Taraz, I have a few more questions about these wishes that you say you're able to grant.
Yes, Master Flint.
It doesn't seem like it's maybe 100% truthful on your end. So maybe level with me about that, and we'll see what we can do about breaking that salt.
Okay.
I mean, you yourself stated that Xanthal loved elementals.
Yes.
And I mean, when we asked if you were a genie, you kind of skirted around that fact, so nobody here thinks you are. So, like, what's with these wishes that you're promising?
Well, you seem to have caught me in my own ruse to try and free myself.
I get it. You're trapped. You're going to say whatever you can say to, like, get people in here. But what's the deal here?
Xanthal has prisoned me down here, imprisoned me down here is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm a very intelligent being, clearly.
I can tell by your voice.
Yes.
Very regal.
And you're correct in that the dealings that I've had with people have been fruitless to this point in order to escape. So I might have bent the truth a little bit, and it pains me to say so, and I regret my decision to do that.
Why wouldn't anyone let you out before?
I mean, would you let a giant fire elemental clad in armor with a scimitar this size?
And he holds up a massive scimitar that's larger than any of you.
It's not really the size that counts.
And I turn around and I walk out.
I'm trying to be on the level with you, Thea. Thea. What are the names of your friends?
So why the name The Fair if you're kind of lying all the time here? That doesn't seem like someone who's fair would behave that way.
Many years ago, I was fair and just in the fight for freedoms and righteous abilities to bring peace to the world.
And whose freedoms are those? Oh, I'm New Lara, by the way.
Oh,
I am...
pleasure. I've been meaning to get around the room here to do formal introductions.
Thaddeus, Flamykins, now we've all been introduced.
Yeah, hey, motherfucker.
So, who were you fighting to protect?
Many, many people I was.
No, but like,
could you
specifically?
Be more specific?
I was a hired hand in the Great Blood War. You know the Blood War, don't you?
Oh, yes, the War of Blood.
I mean, rings a bell.
Roll a history check.
I was going to say, do we know what that is? I thought
it's
maybe.
It's 22.
20.
I just remembered something.
Oh, we know everything about the Blood Wars.
Well, mine wasn't that
good. I have
good,
a real good history bonus.
So the Blood War, and pretty much everybody knows or has heard of the Blood War, is the constant fight between devils and demons, between the Abyss and the nine hells. There's a oftentimes breaking points between them, and they fight each other back in hopes that the other doesn't take over and then break through to rule the world. So he says,
yes, I was a hired hand in the Great Blood War, and I was on the devil's side to prevent those horrid demons from coming out of the abyss and wrecking shit for everyone.
I mean,
so you're from the Nine Hells?
I mean, I stayed there for a little while. Yes, yes.
I mean, you realize we think demons and devils are both bad news, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would understand why, but you should know that the fight between the two, oftentimes you want the more lawful and organized evils in charge of the under realms, such as the Abyss and the Nine Hells. Demons, they're terrible creatures, terrible. They just want to murder everything, whereas devils, there's a little more give and take.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is you're not going to let me out, then?
I mean, it really doesn't seem like we should.
Please? I really don't feel like I want to. Like, I want to find my owl, but good gravy.
You haven't really given us any kind of
No, you actually
reason.
Lied to us to try to trick us into letting You've you lied. Out, which makes us want to do it even less.
You couldn't just, perhaps just with one foot, just push the salt a little to break it?
Like maybe someone might sneeze by accident? Is that what you're kind of thinking?
Maybe. You, small goblin, you could do it.
Fuck off, dude. I ain't doing that shit.
All right.
I mean, you heard the lady.
Do you have a good reason? Other than you want us to?
Other than wanting my freedom back and going home to my 11,000 children of elemental form? No good reasons.
So you're just gonna go back to hell?
All right, see you later.
I bid you adieu, fair adventurers, in hopes that someday I, too, shall be free.
Listen, we have a lot on our plate right now. Maybe after we stop the rise of Tiamat, we'll come back and let you out, and then we can battle it out in a devils versus demons versus the human and other humanoid races another time.
Do you mean it?
Yes.
I mean, really? You guys would do that for me?
Okay, is she actually telling the truth, or is she trying to deceive him? I mean, it doesn't really matter, but...
sarcastic.
Okay, well, just roll me a deception.
Oh, 20.
You would do that for me, to rats?
For sure, T-Baby, we got you.
Oh, that is the kindest thing anybody has said to me. I don't believe it worth fucking salt, but, all right,
always
well,
salt with this guy. Salt, salt, right? Salt.
Always salt. It is my weakness, as it turns out. Well, till next time, good friends. I'm sure I will find some other poor soul to trick into letting me free. But it won't be you today.
Not today. Again, if you could have come with any
just
kind of reason.
Something.
But you just didn't even
I got
even
really
try,
latched
so.
Into the whole, oh, poor me.
I'm a poor genie. Yeah. Wow.
Maybe less self-deprecation. More like future plans.
Okay.
Of, yeah.
I like it. Just,
and like 20% more earnest.
Bribes you can follow through on, not wishes that you clearly can't grant.
Touché.
What if we'd asked for a test? It seems like I'm not sure about your logic. You seem intelligent, you do
have
that voice.
Yeah, I do have this voice. I mean, I did tell you that my powers were taken away by the salt, so, I mean, that would have caught your test in a little bit of a loophole for a little while.
But it doesn't.
But we kind of figured out that your powers still exist.
Glass.
If I had known you were such high-level adventurers, I wouldn't have worried about that. All right. Well, it's been nice knowing you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, unless you want to carry on this conversation for a little while, you seem to just want to leave me here, but you're just hanging around in the doorway.
I mean, I do have one question.
Oh, yes.
How do you play chess by yourself?
I mean, you sit in one large seat.
And he sits down in one large seat, squeaking leather.
And then you make a move. Oh, yes. Yeah. And then you stand up, and you slowly walk to the other side.
Yeah, but I mean, T-Baby, as Thea calls you there, I just, you already know your own moves. So, isn't this just the most pointless thing in the world?
Welcome to my own personal hell, good Sir Flint.
I dig inside my bag and I find a deck of cards. And I throw a deck of cards carefully over the salt, not breaking, or there's no wind, there's no breeze to bother the salt. But I throw a deck of cards into his salty prison.
And
he picks them up. And
what am I to do with these?
You play with them. You can play some solitaire.
How do you play solitaire?
Well, actually, if you look at the front card, it explains the rules of solitaire.
It's a solitaire-specific deck of cards. Goodness.
And poker, but you can't play poker with just a singular person. So.
It seems you have given me another hell to endure.
It's better than free cell, though.
If I ever get out of here, I will be someone you will rue to your death.
Unless we... coming.
Yeah, I mean, we said we were...
Unless you come and help me out, yes. I was just, you know, tomato, tomato.
No,
that's not what
you said. Rue me to your death, or release me and we will be friends forever. Jeez.
And I mean, Taraz, we got a real big, like, demon dragon queen to worry about, so we're probably going to be dead before that ever shows up anyway, so...
What did I tell you? Those demons, they are just the shits.
I mean, you heard it here first.
You know what? If we need your help, maybe we'll come back and let you out.
Oh, so when you need me, you'll
let me out. Oh, that's fine.
Bro, when we need you, we'll let you out.
Do you not want us to let you out if we need you?
No, I'd love you to let me out right now. I mean, I can help.
How?
I have this big sword.
Oh, God, never mind.
I have fire
guys,
powers.
Guys,
I have
we're
the
just...
strength of 1,000 men.
What kind of men? Children men? No. You don't even know. Guys, we are wasting time.
We are wasting time.
We could be finding
guacamole.
Let's get the fuck out of here. It was nice to meet you.
Ah, pleasure to meet you, dear Thera.
It's Thea.
That's what I said.
I turn and I leave. I'm not...
Flint, Ulara, Thaddeus, Flamikins, you have a lovely day. Dragon, too. Yes, dragon. Yep. You...
I yell from the hall. I'm like, come on!
We're coming. We're coming. This guy.
Rook to queen 6-4. I don't know if that's a move, but that's what I'm doing.
I actually don't even know how to play chess.
Horsey man to the pointy guy.
Tallest one.
Tiny people protecting the big ones.
Hey there, I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. Thanks for joining us for episode 58 of Dungeons & Dragons, Where Are My Manners? Thanks for another awesome week of sharing and talking about the show. We had a bunch of new, amazing reviews on Apple Podcasts that just made us all feel warm and fuzzy on the inside, so thank you. Keep sharing us with your friends, and if you share us on social media, add the Dumb Dragon Cast hashtag so we can see and thank you for spreading the word. We truly love having you on the adventure. If you're enjoying what we're doing with Dungeons & Dragons, and you can, we'd love to invite you over to our Patreon community and possibly support us through a monthly monetary pledge, where for just $1 per month, you're absolutely making the show better with each episode, but also you get access to a whole backlog of monthly bonus episodes. More of the goods is what I like to say, plus new ones on the 15th of every month. We actually just released this month's episode for our Luna Corp story, which uses the Fate Core system and is based on the moon. It's out of this world. Sorry. We're about halfway through the story, and it has been a blast to play and to listen to. It's real tense and real exciting. Go check it out. The details are at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast to see all the tiers and rewards. Another way you can support the show is to share a link to your favorite episode or just the show in general to social media. Talk about us to your friends and family or write a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you can write reviews. And when you do, use that hashtag #DumbDragonCast so we can see what you're doing and thank you for it. Every little bit helps get us out in front of more people who will hopefully love the show as much as you do. All of our social media links and more about us and the show can be found at dumbdragons.com. So go check out the website and join, follow, or like where you can today. Big thanks to Sirenscape for some of the amazing atmosphere and music in this episode, make sure you check them out at Sirenscape.com to bring your games to life. Links for everything mentioned today can be found in the description below, and the next episode will be out Wednesday, October 24th. Let's get back to the episode, though. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Okay, where to now? What's happening?
We were at the end of a hall there, I think.
Yeah, you head back down the hallway.
What else do we see?
And you get back towards the T intersection. And so you have endless infinite space. Or the hourglass room, or the closet, or back to Taraz.
But isn't endless infinite space just like that from where we came?
Yeah, it's the pathway over the stars and stuff.
Yeah, can we get back up through that staircase that we came down into the room that had infinite space? Because there was another exit. I just made a split decision to go down the stairs.
Oh, yes, yes, there was. There was one at the top of the stairs.
Correct. Let's do that, yeah.
Okay, get out of the Taraz voice.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Basically, the only way to go from here is back over the Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah.
Yep.
What? No.
And we'll back over that's right. Because we have to dodge all the fucking meteors.
Yep. Yep. And then it goes back up the stairs, and then there was the room with the elementals with the hallway that took you back to where there was the teleportation circle. Mm-hmm. And then there was another door that Flint split decisioned following the bloody footsteps down and across the Rainbow Road Bridge.
Yeah.
Right.
So you head back out and you see the stars and everything around you, and there's comets zipping by. And you make it back across and to the top of the stairs, and you see into the room, and the elementals are frozen in place where they were you last left them as you ran from the room. And then to your right now is a narrow hallway, a 10-foot hallway that leads into another chamber.
All right, I'll be first. We'll head down that hallway.
You head down the hallway and into... It looks like a study. There's a large, simple desk with several ink pots, quill pens, and a single chair that occupy the center of this otherwise empty room.
It's Thea's time to shine.
Yeah, can I make a perception check?
Yes. Tom, roll me a straight d20. You make a perception check.
Okay, I got a 14.
15.
You find yourself looking at the desk. And you see writings for different spell books, perhaps from Xanthal himself. The ink pots are all dried up, and that's all you see there. Quill pens, they are exquisitely fashioned, still look usable.
I take some of the quill pens.
Sure. You have 3 quill pens.
And what else do we see in this room other than the desk? Just like books and stuff? Is there any other exits?
No other exits. It is a sealed room and no other books.
Just... Any of the papers look interesting? You said that they were for maybe spells?
Yeah, can we do like an investigation check, see if maybe we see the name Taraz written on anything?
Super interested about this Taraz guy.
Yeah, you look through and there's like scrawled notes that have been scratched out. It looks like perhaps a lot of what was there was taken, and this was just his writing room. So it's quite literally is just an empty room with some papers, some scrawled and scratched out notes. No mention of Taraz.
Anything on the walls that would indicate maybe like a secret passage?
Like any sconces? Sconce. Yeah.
No, bare walls. Damn. No sconces.
Bricks that I could tap Harry Potter style.
Different colored bricks, yeah.
To get into the Diagon Alley.
Roll an investigation.
Oh my god, it was a crit fail.
Nothing looks too...
I'm just tapping on the wall like an asshole. You guys are like, yeah.
Nothing looks like it would move. It is an otherwise empty room with a single chair, table... No more pens anymore, and papers and dried up ink.
Hey guys, what's our plan here? Why don't we just teleport back to the entrance and see if we can find Guacamole there? We have the mask. Iskander's dead. Taraz is a bit of a dick. Let's get out of here.
You hear from down the hall, I'm not a dick!
It's like down 4 hallways and through like the fucking Rainbow Bridge. But
it's an elemental. His hearing is amazing.
Mind your own fucking business!
I will murder you, good friend.
Not if I murder you first.
Okay, let's go, you guys.
Yeah, that seems like a good call.
All right, so back, and you're at the doorway to the we'll call it the elemental chamber.
And they're frozen?
They, as when you first entered this area, they appear frozen in place.
Okay, frozen in place, not like frozen
not,
with
not
ice.
Not frozen, just like not moving.
Right.
Like when you first...
Immobilized. Okay.
How far is it from the entrance that we're going to be coming in into the other exit?
It is 10 feet. And there is one earth elemental that you would have to pass by that would be in vicinity.
Okay. So if I were to engage this earth elemental while everyone ran past me, would that be a doable option for people?
You're going to need to roll initiative, but yeah.
You could just, like, ready it, too.
That if it attacks.
You're ready to attack you. If it attacks, then you then you fight it. You don't have to just stab it.
Yeah, but I'm assuming as soon as we cross the threshold of the room, it will come alive.
Oh, I'm sure you're right. That seems very likely.
That's how it happened when you first entered the room.
Yeah.
They're not decorative, probably, now.
If you avoid them
single-use elemental.
You're good to go.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, so last time we came in this room, these things sprung to life. There's one that's kind of in the way, so I think I'll engage it in combat, and hopefully everyone can run past, and then I will disengage and follow suit. Everybody down with the plan?
Down like a clown, man. Let's run for our lives.
All right.
Let's do
it. Everybody roll initiative.
New Laura, I'll take the one furthest away. You take the closest one. And then somehow we'll try and, you know, keep them busy while everyone runs past.
Sounds like a good plan.
All right, let's go.
All right, Flint, you're up first.
Okay, I do like a big old like video game combo style move where I have like a big side swipe sort of thing followed by an uppercut and then like a big thrust with my axe because there's a bit shiny bit on the end there.
Sliding into the room with sweet style, you connect with the earth elemental with three solid hits as it starts to come to life and pieces of it are flying off. New Laura.
Well, I mean, I just get that one hit, so it's not so amazing, but I guess I'm using Dragon Slayer, so I'm just going to come and kind of, you know, slice into its left side.
You slice true as the Earth Elemental is turning towards Flint as he was the first one, taking out a big chunk of its middle, and it swings back and you dodge and lose your balance on your second swing, which is why it misses. Donnie.
Okay, Donnie's gonna try and see if he can get his breath back, and he did breathe fire at an elemental.
Donnie flies in behind you and connects. He hits both of the earth elementals that, despite not being really anything that can set fire, maybe there's like some twigs and stuff in with them, that set ablaze, and they take a step back. One of the earth elementals swings at Flint, the one that he was fighting with. So as it takes this huge cone blast of fire, it swings down and crushes into your armor with one of them. Thaddeus, in the commotion, begins to run forth, and he makes it up the hallway as the earth elemental crashes into the wall behind him and is now standing between the two doorways. The earth elemental that New Laura is fighting swings two huge crushing blows but misses and hits the ground on both sides of you as you dodge out of the way. Flamekins, as the fire elemental kind of hits the wall and swirls, there is a brief opening and she leaps through it and manages to get up and into the hallway as well. Thea.
Thea runs forward and wild shapes into a winter wolf again.
You follow quickly behind Flamekins, but the opening closes a little bit and you get singed, but you make it to the hallway. Back to Flint.
I will disengage and make a break for it.
Yep, you have a clear shot to the hallway. You run quickly up. New Laura.
I'm going to try and do the same thing.
Okay, Donnie's doing the same thing?
Yeah.
You both disengage and follow quickly behind Flint as the wall of flame closes quickly behind you, and you are all up the hallway into the teleport chamber.
I shake off some of my singed fur.
Well, that was a close one. Oh, you got singed. You shouldn't have followed so closely behind me. Oh,
I growl at her.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, you guys, let's go.
All right.
Yeah, let's do this.
You all pile into the teleport chamber. What do you push?
Oh, the triangle was a sundial.
Which I'm sure last time we could walk to the exit from there.
That is correct, yeah.
So the right triangle.
You all pile into the teleportation circle and press the right angled triangle. And a final wash of the white light and energy courses over you, and you find yourselves back in the sundial room. And you begin to hear a terrible sound of villagers screaming, a dragon roaring, and lightning bolts tearing through the houses in the city.
Yeah, we run toward, yeah.
And I assume all also kind of looking up to see if once we get away from the, like, portal bullshit of the sundial area, if Guacamole is out Guacamole. There. Yeah.
You run towards the city, and you exit, and there is the brief reprieve of a lovely sculpted garden, but then mayhem behind as you look up and you see a large blue dragon and three red dragons swooping and burning up the city. You see smoldering off in the distance the wreckage of the airship. And Nulara and Thea, you look up and you see the blue dragon and you get a closer look. And this blue dragon is Lenithan, the dragon you remember fighting in Greenest a long, long time ago.
Oh, wow, that's way back.
And then you look off to the south, and you see a red dragon swooping. And you hear a call, and you see Guacamole swoop towards the dragon's face and dig her claws into its open eye.
That's my girl!
Yay! Hashtag found guac.
You got food stuck in your mouth? Do you need some floss?
Floss break? Teeth? Floss no, break?
You're just gonna make some awkward mouth noises.
Perfect.
Paisley's not making them, so perfect. Somebody asked you.
Everyone loves to listen to that.
Oh, people do love mouth noises on
right
podcasts.
Right up in their earbuds.
Yep.
It's a whole ASMR thing. Mm-hmm. So now we're murder and ASMR.
Oh, man, we're going to be rich, you guys.
The M in ASMR stands for murder.
Oh.
Yeah. A sound...
Murder.
I'm just going to fold these sheets. What are you talking about?
I'm going to flip through this notebook.
I mean, you guys are joking, but I'm going to leave that in there.
Is someone's cell phone going off? I can hear someone's cell phone.
Yeah,
Russ?
Okay, can you hear that too?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I thought it was my computer breaking because I'm in an isolated cabin in the middle of the woods. Legitimately?
I've never seen a horror movie that starts that way.
Please don't get murdered. Oh my God.
No, there's two dogs here. They'll protect me, or at least they'll bark so people think they're intimidating.
That's good enough.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
I think Carla's the one who spends the most time in the woods because we've had this conversation on a previous podcast when you were at a cabin in the woods.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was a different one. That was more like near the beach. This one's near a river.
Mm. So
that one was
more
like vacation.
Likely to be murdered there,
this
I
one
think.
I'm like house sitting. It's less like a vacation.
It's the end of Carla's long list of favors for other people.
Right.
It's true.
No more favors.
No more favors. 2019, no more favors.
Oh, good. That means there's still time in 2018. Perfect.
Yeah, there's a few months left.
Damn
Carla,
it. Damn you and your loopholes.
Guys, I don't know if this might be the only way to get Guacamole back.
You didn't insight.
I know.
Okay.
I had previously just said I want to wish for guacamole, right. And now I'm telling them.
Sorry.
I think this might
I thought
be
you were leading the insight.
No, you just and, business. Okay. I know that wasn't me.
And
like as a character, I think Flint really would like her to get guacamole back, so maybe he won't tell her this information. If there's a chance that we can get this owl back, like maybe we should take it.
Okay, so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Take off again.
Sorry, just add a character. You know he's lying and you're
well,
choosing
I know something,
not to
I know
tell
something's
me.
Weird, but like if there's a chance that we can like hoodwink this guy into getting your fucking owl back, maybe
I
we
mean,
should
I
take it.
I flat out told you elementals don't cast wishes.
I was going to go in there and wish for my owl back.
Okay, I won't tell you anymore.
Words, edited, doesn't make any difference.
That's true, take all the time you need.
A, B, C, D, E.
Guys, have you ever heard the alphabet sung like that before?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite majestic.
I was often...
Oh, goodness. All of a sudden, I can't hear you guys.
Yes,
we can hear you.
Yes.
Thumbs up. We can hear Carla.
Can you... Not yet.
No, you can't hear us?
I don't know why.
Should you try leaving Skype and coming back into Skype?
She can't hear you,
Tom. She can't
hear
you.
Right.
Perfect. Perfect. That's great.
Shut up, baby.
It's going to make for great bloopers.
Like, you know she can't hear you.
Do you rush towards it? Or do you go back?
Well,
Dungeons and Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The first thing you need to know about the Vegas Sci-Fi Adventure podcast is that you're not just listening to someone tell you a story. You are stepping into a world. And Vega Rex, the woman at the center of this saga, is currently sitting at the top of it. This is not by accident. For millennia, the country Vega calls home has been carefully honing the skills of its state-contracted killers. And these so-called holy warriors have gotten real good at taking down the world's worst criminals. Or, as they would call it, cleansing. 400 kills into her career, Vega is the most decorated hunter there has ever been, and likely would have stayed that way if it had not been for him. An explosive encounter with a terrorist sets Vega on a path of revenge that is so thoroughly illegal that before this story is done, she will have risked it all. Life, limb, and love to satisfy her vengeance and keep her record of righteous kills perfect. My name is Ivoma Okoro, and I have so much more to tell you about this. Check out Vega, a sci-fi adventure podcast, anywhere you listen to them, because baby, I'm just getting started.